I've had this lingering cough for many, many weeks now. But I have armed myself with some liquid and a pocket full of cough drops. So hopefully that I don't create a whole lot of distraction. Okay, but I do apologize if I do cough.
所以如果咳嗽的话，请大家也包含。
So many of you know that I grew up in South Korea.
很多人知道我是在韩国长大的。
Now I don't know about what your elementary school or high school were like. We had classes 5.5 days a week.
我不知道你们的小学和中学是怎么样，但是我们学校里是要上五天半的课，每周五天半。
Yeah, we went to we had to go to school on Saturday mornings.
星期六上午我们还要去上课的。
Yeah, then I moved to the United States. I really love their school calendar.
等我移民到美国之后，我真是喜欢这儿学校的这个日历安排。
Yeah, we got 2 entire days off in a week.
因为每周我们有两天，整整两天可以休息啊。
You know what we did on Saturday mornings?
你知道我们星期六上午都干嘛吗？
Watching cartoons.
就看卡通片。
But and my dad and my mom, on the other hand, were not that lucky working in a restaurant.
我爸爸妈妈当时都在餐馆打工，所以他们就不像我们这么幸运了，没有那么多休息日的。Yeah,
they still have to work 6 days a week.
所以他们一周要休工作六天。
Whether you get 1 day off or 2 days off in a week, we all long for rest from work.
我们不管你每周可以休息一天还是两天，我们都希望到周末我们可以有一个休息的时间，不用工作了。
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about retirement. That's too far for many of us.
我说的不是退休，我们很多人可能还离退休还早着呢。Yeah,
I'm talking about that this craving for the weekends to come.
我是在说，我们都想要过周末，每到一周开始就想着，哎呀，周末到了就好了。Yeah,
Bible talks about our yearning for rest.
这个圣经也讲到我们对于这种休息的这种渴望。And
the theme of a Sabbath actually starts in the creation narrative. And beautifully weaves in through in the end.
安息日的这个信息啊，这个主题实际上从创世纪就开始了，而且贯穿整本圣经，一直到末了。Now,
to us on the 21st century Christians, the concept of Sabbath seems to very old and simple.
对我们21世纪的基督徒来讲，这个安息日的这个主题，这个信息听起来这很简单嘛，而且也很直接。
And it's just a day like coming to church, right?
就是我们来教会这一天嘛，就是我们的安息日。
But actually, it's more than that.
但是实际上的内容可是要丰富的多了。
So as we discover together, please notice that the pattern and the repetitions.
我们今天一起来看安息日在圣经里有出现多少地方，而且我希望大家注意它的这个模式，它总是会在重复的出现。我们要注意这些地方。
Very good. Yeah. So what was the original intent of Sabbath?
所以这安息日最初神的意愿是什么？
And what do we need to know, what do we need to do as a 21st century Christians?
作为21世纪的基督徒，我们在安息日，我们应该做什么？
Okay, cool. All right. So in the creation narrative in Genesis 1, God created heavens and earth in 6 days.
在圣经的创世纪第一章，我们就看到神在六天里 就造了这个天和地，造了世界。
And every day it ends with a phrase, and there was evening and there was morning.
每一天创造的这六日，每一天它都是说有晚上，有早晨。
Yeah, and then by the way, the Jewish people begin their day at the sundown, and then ends on sundown based on that recurring phrase.
你知道吗？因为它是先提到晚上有晚上有早晨，所以犹太人的日一天是从晚上太阳下山以后开始，一直到第二天太阳下山才结束。
Right, okay. And then also just kind of line up our calendar. Sunday is day one, and Saturday is day seven.
而且按照犹太人的这个规矩呢，我们的一周的日程日历是从星期天算第一天，一周的第一天，星期六是第七天。
Okay. And then comes the seventh day.
然后在创世纪里边提到，神在工作了六日以后，到了第七日。
Yeah. So let's read it in English first and then in Chinese together.
我们一起先来读英文，再读中文。
Okay, so Genesis 2 to 3.
By the seventh day,
God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Because on it, he rested from all the work of the creating that he has done.
好，我们以中文来念。到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
Okay, all right. So the word, let's go to the other. Yeah. So the word rested appeared in both verses.
我们看到这里边提到这个安息提了很多次。
And so and the Hebrew word is a Shabbath, which the word Sabbath comes from.
希伯来文这个发音是 Shabbath, 就是我们现在说的这个 Sabbath, 安息日的来源。
But Shabbath actually means to cease, to stop.
这个词本意是停下，结束。
Yeah, and the Chinese translation has the 歇, right? That's really is a better approach.
对，我们中文把它翻译成安息，实际上歇下来，可能歇这个词是更合适，因为歇就休息，有停下的意思。
Right. So the verse actually should read on this way: On the seventh day, God stopped from all His work.
其实这一句可以这样读，就是到了第七日，神歇了他一切的工，停下了。
Yeah. So to stop from work actually implies to rest.
所以停下他的做的工作，也就是休息。
Now, if you read the seventh day, notice that there's no recurring phrase, and then there was evening, and then there was a morning.
请大家注意，到了第七天，不像前面六日，每一天都是说有晚上有早晨。到第七日没有提晚上和早晨这句话，没有再重复。
Actually, day seven is actually very different from the other six days.
所以这第七天跟前面六天很不一样。
You also notice that in verse three, God blessed the seventh day.
而且你要注意，在第二章《创世纪》第二章第三节，神赐福给第七日。
Yeah, God blessed three times in the creation narrative, and this is the third time.
在《创世纪》里关于创造的这些叙述之中，神有三次祝福，这是第三次。
On day five, He blessed the fish and the birds to be fruitful and increase in number.
在第五日，神祝福了，他怎么祝福？神就赐福给这一切说，说滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟。要多生在地上，因为第五日造了空中的鸟，还是水里的鱼。
Right. Okay. And then on day six, God blessed humans to be fruitful and fill the earth.
到了第六日，神造了人，所以神又赐福给他们，对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面。
So God's blessing actually is a picture of abundance.
所以当神祝福的时候，这是一个什么样的画面？是丰丰富富的一个画面。
And so God blessed the seventh day to be abundant.
所以神祝福第七日，也是希望这一天是丰丰富富。
But abundant with what?
但是那丰丰富富的有什么呢？
So let's see if we can answer that, you know, in a bit.
我们看看过后，我们就来回答是不是能找到答案。
Yeah. But he also, made the seventh day holy, meaning that, he sets it apart for himself.
而且神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，也就是神把这一天分别为圣，归给他自己。
Right. So the seventh day is a time to rest.To commemorate and to celebrate.
所以这第七日就是来休息的一天，而且庆祝，来祝福的一天。
So why did God deliberately make an extra day to commemorate that He has stopped all the creation work?
为什么神要把这个第七日要特别指定这么一个日子来，就是来庆祝他歇了六日的工呢？
But and this is what we need to know. We need to see what creation is.
我们需要知道什么是创造。
Before the creation, the earth was formless and empty.
在创造之前，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
这个渊面黑暗，到处都是神地表都是黑暗。
So this was a disorder and chaos.
所以在那个时候是无序的，而且是整个是混乱的。
So it took God 6 days to put the universe in order.
神花了六天的时间，让一切变得有序。让一切有秩序。
He brought creation into a place of completeness and abundance.
所以他在六天之内就完成了创造的工，让这一切都有丰丰富富，而且能一切有秩序。
Star filling the sky.
然后天空都是布满星辰。
Birds and fish filling the sea.
然后天上有飞鸟，海水里有游鱼。
Yeah, animals are filling the ground.
然后地上都有动物来去。
Life is everywhere.
到处都有充满生命。
And so on the seventh day.
所以到了第七天。
So he will commemorate the completion of the creation with the humans to enjoy his presence in the Garden of Eden.
所以神在第七天就想要跟他所造的人一起来庆祝，来纪念这个他六天完成的工，再让这些人在伊甸园里能够一起享受。
So and God also invites the humans to do the same.
所以神也邀请我们人跟他一样这样做。
To work with God, in 6 days.
在六天里，我们与神同工。
Learn from His wisdom to reign with Him.
然后跟神一起。来学习神的智慧，跟神一起来治理这地。
Yeah, and then rest with him and enjoy his presence on the seventh day.
到了第七日，就跟神一起来安歇，能够安息，能够欣赏神的创造，享受神的创造。
Right, that is actually it's the picture of blessings and abundance.
所以这就是神他祝福第七日，他所祝福的丰丰富富。
Right, so to work with him and rest in his presence.
与神同工，而且能够在与神同在，得到安息。
And it's the heaven and earth in one. It's a picture of a heaven and earth in one.
这个画面实际上是把天和地，天上和我们的地上的生活是连在一起了。
Yeah. Now you will see this pattern that God brings abundance and blessings out of chaos and emptiness many times in the Bible.
在圣经里面，我们会看到无数次这样的模式，就是神让一切混沌无序的这个世界变为有序。
And let's call this pattern of a pattern of liberation.
我们可以把这种模式叫做释放。
Yeah, just like in the past we talked about the pattern of temptation that you know, I see, I desire, I take.
我们在之前庞长老讲到里面提到，就是我们什么是诱惑，什么是就叫试探。试探的这个模式也在圣经里出现很多次，它都是我看见。我想要，然后我就拿，这是试探的一个模式。
Right. So just like this is another pattern of a liberation, and this pattern is God brings blessings and abundance from chaos and death.
所以这个释放的模式是神把一个无序混乱的世界里带来他的秩序，而且带来他的丰富。
And then we're going to see this seventh day.Sabbath is actually tied to this liberation pattern.
我们知道这个第七天的这个安息，实际上是跟神的这个释放的模式是紧紧相连的。
But this Sabbath has a condition.
所以，但是这个安息是有条件的。
Right. But would the humans submit to the Creator or decide on their own?
人是想要能够服从神的这个创造神的这个约定呢，还是他们想要按着自己的意志来？
Right. So in Genesis 3, the humans face that choice.
我们看到在创世纪第三章，人类就开始面对这样的一个选择。
And they made a choice of to be independent from the Creator.
但是他们所做的选择就是，他们想要从神的这个创造主手中独立出来。
They want to be wise in their own eyes.
他们想要在他们自己眼里看为有智慧。
And God judged them this way. And God judged them this way.
Judge them. 就这样，就因为他们这样的选择，神审判了他们。
Yeah. So let's read it together.
我们一起来读。
Yeah. Cursed is the ground because of you.
Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life.
It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground. Since from it you were taken.For dust you are, and to dust you will return.
好，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。还有下面还有，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土里而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Okay.So God cursed the ground, and the humans will labor for food until in all the days of their lives.
神就咒诅了这地，而且人就必须要汗流满面，终身要劳苦才能够有吃的。
Yeah. No more free food that they could just get everywhere in the garden.
在这个伊甸园里，他们是想吃什么，伸手就从树上摘了。现在没有这样的免费的 lunch 了，
yeah.
没有午餐了。
Right. So, but and then so they will have to labor for food until death.
他们得一直工作到死，因为你不干活你就没得吃啊。
So they were exiled from the Garden of Eden.
他们就被从伊甸园里赶出来了。
Yeah. The trust and obedience to God to God's will is necessary to experience the ultimate Sabbath rest.
所以我们如果想要得到安息日的这样的安息，我们必须要信靠顺服神，才能够这是安得享安息的一个条件。
Yeah. So the humanity actually forfeited the original Sabbath.
我们作为人，我们实际上是浪费了这个最初的这个神给我们安息日的这个意愿。
It was a lost opportunity to enjoy rest.And God's presence to rule with him.
我们实际上失去了这个机会，能够跟神一同治理这地啊，跟而且在第七日跟神一同安息。
So what will God do for the humans to experience this ideal restful work with Him again?
所以怎么样才能神才能让人类能够跟他重新来一起得享这样的安息呢？
What was His liberation plan for humanity?
所以神对于人类的这个释放的这个计划是什么呢？
So God called a man named Abram and to follow him.
所以神就呼唤了谁呀？亚伯兰来跟随他。
And then God blessed Abram and his son Isaac, his grandson Jacob.
神祝福了亚伯兰和他的孙子，他的儿子以撒，还有他的孙子雅各。
Yeah. And then the family of Jacob moved to Egypt.
所以这个雅各，我们知道这个雅各的全家都搬到埃及去了。
And then after many years, they got enslaved.
他们在埃及很多年之后就成为了埃及人的奴隶了。
Yeah, their slavery in Egypt becomes a very intensified version of the curse in Genesis 3 that they have to labor to death.
这些以色列人在埃及成为奴的这个遭遇，实际上就是神当初对地来咒诅以后，人必须汗流满面才得糊口，也必须工作到老死才能有足够的饭吃。这就是这个神的这个咒诅的一个加强版。
Yeah.And then God raised Moses to liberate his people from slavery.
然后神又兴起摩西来带领他的百姓从埃及为奴之地出来。
After 10 plagues of showdown with Pharaoh, Moses led the people out of Egypt.
在埃及就是摩西在按照神的这个旨意，就在埃及有十灾，神跟这个法老大对决之后，摩西终于可以带着以色列人离开埃及了。
Yeah, and then they crossed the Red Sea.
他们就经过红海。
And then they also drowned the pursuing army of Pharaoh.
在后面跟着他们的这些埃及人的军队都在这红海里淹死了。
Yeah, so God really liberated them from slavery to freedom.
神真正的是把这些以色列在从为奴之地给释放出来，让他们得自由。
Yeah, and then after a month of journey to Mount Sinai to meet God.
但是他们在这个西奈山上见到神一个月之后。
On the way to Mount Sinai.
哦，他们去这个西奈山去见神一个月之前。
Yeah. Okay. The people start to grumble in the desert in Exodus 16.
这些以色列人就在这个开始发怨言，就是在出埃及记的第十六章二到三节。
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, say, well, oh, if we only we die by the hand of the Lord in Egypt.
他说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，在耶和华手下。”
Yeah, in Egypt we sat around the meat pot and we ate all the bread that we could eat.
那是我们坐在肉锅边吃的饱足。
Yeah, but now you Moses have led us out to the desert and to kill us in hunger.
现在你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要到这让会众都饿死吗？
I mean, in a desert for a month, the people of Israel just kind of went back to the realm of disorder and death.
他们这些以色列人在这个旷野里一个月，他们就已经受不了了，就想要再回到原来那个这个一片混乱的这个埃及地去做奴隶算了。
So, what do they see in desert?
所以在沙漠里，在旷野中，他们看到什么呢？
Scarcity and depletion.
在旷野里，那到处都是缺乏，到处都是枯干。
They quickly forgot.How God miraculously liberated them a month ago.
他很快他们就忘了，一个月之前神刚刚是用神迹把他们给解救出来。
Yeah, but God was cool.
但是神很冷静啊。
Yeah, He said to Moses in verse 4 and 5.
在第一次第五节，神对耶和华对摩西说。
He said, "Let's read together."
我们大家一起来。
I will rain down
bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day.In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the seventh day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. 我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份。我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。到第六天，他们要把所收进来的预备好了，比每天所收的多一倍。
Okay. So God's going to provide them their daily bread in the desert.
所以在旷野里，神要预给他们预备每天的食物粮食。
And God will, God actually will provide, as we know that, provide them for 40 years.
我们知道神实际上每天这样给他们赐下粮食，已经有40年之久之后。
They don't need to sow.
他们不需要去播种。
They just need to go out and harvest.
他们只需要出去收获就好了。
Right, and it's going to be a Sabbath blessing.
但是这也是一个安息日的祝福。
Yeah, but it's going to test them.
因为神是想要试验他们。
Right, every morning for 6 days, they are go out to gather this thin flakes.Like frost on the ground.
他们六天的每一天，他们都要出去去地上去收获这个薄薄的，就好像是薄薄的那个圆片片的那种食物，就是神从天上降下来的粮食。
Yeah. So and that's really the heaven from heaven.
这就是天上掉的下来的粮食。
Yeah. So that gather about a half gallon of the bread for each person in your tent.
所以你住在你帐篷里的每一个人大概有半加仑的这个粮食就够了。
Now on the sixth day.
到了第六日。
Go out and gather, but gather double the portion.
还是一样，要出去收获，但是要收的比前几天每一天要多一倍。
Because the seventh day, there is no bread provided on the ground since it is the Sabbath.
但因为到了第七天，地上不会有粮食了，因为这是安息日。
So the people heard the instructions, so they went out the next morning.
所以人们听到神的这个指令，他们第二天就出去收获。
And then they found out, just like what God said, that there was like this strange.Wafers on the ground.
他们真的就像神所说的，他们第二天出去就发现地上都是这种好像霜一样的这种小圆片一样的这个食物。
Yeah. And then they say to each other, "That manu, manu."
他们彼此就问说，这是 manu, manu.
Which means what is it? What is it?
这是什么呀？这是什么呀？大家没见过这样的食物。
So they named this thing called manna because they did not know what it was.
所以他们就把这种食物的名字就叫玛拿，因为他们不知道它是什么。
Yeah. Well, so it seems like that this instruction seems very easy to follow, right?
就看起来神的指令很简单嘛，我们就照着做就好了。
Do you think these people followed?
你觉得这些人听了吗？
Not really.
并没有 yeah. 他们没有真的听从。
But what is it that God wants to test them?
神为什么想要试验他们？
Now, some people gather a lot and kept for the next day, just in case, you know,They don't have enough the next day.
因为很多人就收了很多，超过他们能吃的，他就是怕明天没了，所以我今天多收一点。
Well, if you keep these manna next, you know, the next morning on day two and day six.
如果是在这六天的每一天，就是你如果是一天你收的多了，你想留到第二天吃呢？
From day two to day six.
从第一天到第六天，你如果这么做的话。
Day two.
从第二天开始，如果你收的就是多收了，你就放着想到明天再吃。
Yeah. The bread would go bad and be full of maggots.
你知道这第二天你就发现这个全都坏了，都生蛆了。
Yeah. However, on day seven,
但是到了第七天
，the bread that you gathered on day six will not go bad.
你在第六天收的那个多收的那些粮食不会坏的。
Yeah. On the seventh day, some people still went out to gather, and just in case that there's a bread.
你知道第七天。老百姓肯定还是有人会出去啊！他们就想，今天要是天上也掉下粮食呢，我去捡捡呗。
Yeah, but Moses scolded them.
所以摩西就批评他们。
Yeah. So what was God actually testing them?
所以神到底在试验他们什么呢
？In a desert, in a realm of scarcity and death, and let's say you don't have water.
你在沙漠里，在旷野里面，到处都是缺乏，都是枯竭，也没有水。
Will you trust God? He will provide you water.
你会相信神会供应你水吗
？Right, and then if you know in a desert, right, and if you don't have meat or bread, will you trust God? He will provide in the middle of wilderness.
你相信在旷野里面到处都找不着可吃的肉，也没有粮食。你相信神会供应你肉和粮食吗
？If you trust God, then you will follow His instructions to imitate His rest on the seventh day.
如果你相信神，信靠他，你这样你就会效法神给你的模式，就在第七天你也可以得安息。
Otherwise, you will try to gather on your own because you believe God is not trustworthy.
不然的话，你肯定就会想，我能收多少就收多少，尽量多收，因为你不相信神是真能够供应这些的。
Right? So trusting God is necessary for the Israelites to experience the Sabbath rest.
所以对于以色列人来说，他们必须要信靠神，才能够真正得享与神在第七天的安息。
Right? That was the test.
这就是神的试验。
Will you trust God's provision and imitate His rest on the seventh day?
你能不能够信靠神的供应，能够在第七天里跟他一起得安息？
Now, God wants to establish this Sabbath blessing to the people of Israel.
神想要把这个安息日的祝福给以色列人。
To build a rhythm of life to work in 7 days and to rest in 1 day.
所以让他们能够在这个生活之中有这样的节奏，我工作六天，第七天就可以休息了。
Yeah. And then later on, when the people arrived at Mount Sinai, God gave them 10 commandments in Exodus 20.
你之后我们知道，就是摩西带着他们去西奈山，一个月以后，他们到了西奈山，神给了他们十诫。
Wouldn't you know that the Sabbath actually is also on this top 10 list?
你知道吗？这神的安息日实际上在这十诫里是有提到。
Yeah, actually, it's arranged in a 7 statements in a chiastic symmetry.
它是在十诫中的第七条提到了，它这个。这种提法是一个叫什么齐斯德对称，是个 环结构。
Okay. So what chiastic symmetry is that it's a literary format that representing an idea in an order and then inverts the idea in a symmetrical structure.
所以这是一种文体结构，它这种结构是对称的，就是按照顺序来表达思想，然后以对称的结构反转思想的这么一种文体格式。
Good. Yeah. So example will be like, we say this way, when the going gets tough, tough gets going.
这有点像文字游戏，我们读起来觉得很顺。他说，你看，艰难之路，勇者前行。实际上他是说，路很艰难的时候，这些能够抵抗艰难的人就 keep going， 还要继续往前走。是有点对称，文字上的对称。
Right. So this chiastic symmetry actually gives a feeling of a completion. It's like a coming full circle.
因为这种对称结构环结构在文学体式上实际上让你觉得是一个完整的一个圆，从这儿发出然后又反转回来形成一个圆。
Yeah. So, okay, so let's read the fourth commandment, the Sabbath.
我们看看这个第四讲到的这个就是十诫里面讲到关于安息日的。
Yeah. Okay. So, let's read. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
要记得安息日，纪念安息日，守为圣日。
6 days you shall labor.
六日要做工。
And do all your work.
做你一切的工。
But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God.
但是第七日是向耶和华你的神守的圣日，安息日。
On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, nor your animals, nor the foreigner residing in your hometown.
所以这一天你和你的儿子，你的奴仆，你的婢女，所有的你甚至牲畜都不得做工，要跟他一起来享受安息。
For the 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, then the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day.
因为在六日之内神造了天，造了地，造了海里的鱼，空中的鸟，造了人，到第七日他安息。
Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
所以神祝福这第七日，定为圣日。
So you can see that this is the matching part.
所以你看这个前后这个上下它是对称的。
Right. Now, when you see in the chiastic of symmetry, the middle portion is very interesting because that's a turning point.
这个你在看到这种内环的这种对称结构的时候，你要注意中间的那一行，因为它是反转的那么一个点，所以那中间那条很重要。
Yeah. And then this one says that the seventh day is Sabbath to the Lord your God.
所以他这边中间的那条，他说这第七日是安息日，是神的圣日。
God really wants to get this idea of the Sabbath to the people.
所以神很希望把这个安息日的这个概念能够让人理解。
Yeah. So 7 statements and then in a chiastic.
所以他是在这个循环结构是用七句来完成，第四句就是反转的这一句，上下都是对称的。
Okay, now he's not done.
但是神还没有完成他的工。
So after God made the covenant with the people of Israel,
神跟这个以色列人定了十诫以后，
God invited Moses to the mountaintop to give him instructions on building the tabernacle and the furnishings.
神呼唤摩西到了这个山顶，然后给他指示怎么样造会幕，怎么样造会幕里的这些陈设器皿。
So tabernacles actually represents the heaven on earth. It represents God's presence among His people.
会幕在人间代表的是什么？代表是天堂在人间，而且是神与人的同在。
Yeah, sorry.
牧师也在咳嗽。
Yeah, I got pocket full, so I got plenty.
我这有很多咳嗽糖，谁要咳嗽糖来帮长老要？
Yeah, okay. Okay, so actually, these instructions that includes the size, the material, how to do.
神所以给了摩西非常详细的指示，就是关于这个会幕的大小啊，这个里边的陈设，这些设计应该怎么做。
And then actually, you can find these instructions in Exodus 25 to 31.
你在出埃及记的25到31章，你会看到神的这些指示，非常详尽的指示。
And in those seven chapters.
它总共有七章。
And then they are actually seven times that the Lord said to Moses.
有七次都提到说耶和华晓谕摩西说。
Actually, it's to give him, you know, specific instructions on how to do.
神要给摩西非常具体的一个指导，要怎么去做。
Now. Anyone wants to guess the number seven instruction? What's about?
你想不想每个人能不能猜一下第七条这个指示是说的什么？
It's about keeping the Sabbath.
守安息日。
Yeah, I mean, you got six sets of instructions on how to build the dwelling place of God.
因为前面六次神耶和华晓谕摩西说，都是在给他讲具体的这个会幕里边的陈设应该是怎么做，怎么做。但是第七条。
All that sacred work will be done according to these six sets of instructions.
所以在按照神的这六套指令，这些会幕里边这些神圣的陈设都会完成了。But
the seventh instruction.
但是第七条指令
is about rest.
是关于安息的。Where
do we see that before?
我们在哪看到这个模式？
It's a pattern of the creation, 6 days and the seventh day rest.
这就是我们在创世纪里看到的模式，六天工作，第七天安息。
Now, God is not done.
但是神还是没有完成呢。
And then he's going to extend this concept of seven to the 7 years of this Sabbath.
这个安息日，神又把它给延伸到有安息年这个说法。
Okay. So when you enter this promised land, then you need to do this.
所以你们到了应许之地之后要这样做。
Okay, let's read it.
我们一起来读。
For six years, you are to sow your fields and harvest the crops. But during the seventh year,
let the land lie unplowed and unused. Then the poor among your people may get food from it, and the wild animals may eat what is left.
Do the same with your vineyard and your olive grove.
6年你要耕种田地，收藏土产，只是第七年要叫地歇息，不耕不种，使你民中的穷人有吃的，他们所剩下的野兽可以吃。 你的葡萄园和橄榄园也要照样办理。Okay, right. Now,
the original Hebrew actually reads something like this.
所以最初的这个希伯来文实际上是这样读的。
Says, for 6 years you will sow your land and gather the harvest.
6年你要耕种田地，收藏土产。But
the seventh year you will release the land, abandon the land.
到了第七年你要释放这地，而且要放弃这地。
Right, so that's we translate in English, unplowed, unused. Actually, let the land lie unplowed, unused. Right, actually, in the original text, it says is to release the land, abandon the land.
实际上，英文我们翻译说这个地，你就第七年不耕不种，叫地休息。实际上，在希伯来文的原文里是说要释放这地，要放弃这地。
Yeah, it's as if the land is under bondage. Under slavery.
就好像这个地是一个奴隶，是在枷锁之下，到了第七天，你把它释放，让它得自由一样。
Yeah, because remember, the Israelites said, hey, you were under bondage in Egypt.
你记得吗? 这以色列人当初在埃及也是为奴的。
So let the land, Shabbat, stop from working.
所以让这个地到第七年也停下，不再工作。
Yeah, release the land and let it rest.
所以要释放这地，让地来休息。
Now, in Leviticus 25, God actually promised that he is going to bless the harvest on the sixth year for 3 years of, for three years.
For 3 years? Yeah. Because so,
the sixth year harvest is enough for 3 more years.
到了第六年,你的地的出产会让你能够三年之内基本上不收不种, 你都可以有的吃。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that covers the 6, 7, right? And then the eighth year, when you're ready to harvest on the seventh year, you still have the, you know, you eat up your eighth year, so you have enough to continue.
因为神是计划的非常周到，就是你要工作六年，但是第六年这个地的出产会是三倍之多。为什么呢？你第六年你要吃啊，然后第七年你不耕不收。 也可以有的吃。到第八年，你要重新来耕种这地，你也有足够的粮食吃。
Yeah, okay. So it will be enough for you and your household.
而且这粮食不只够你吃，还够你全家的，包括仆婢，这都可以有粮食吃。
Right. The people, the poor people in your neighborhood, and the animals.
甚至你们这个社区里的穷人，甚至牲畜都有的吃。
Right. It's a picture of Garden of Eden.
这就好像是这伊甸园的这么一个画面一样。
Because food without laboring.
因为你是不劳而获嘛，你这三年的粮食你一年就收了，所以这剩下两年你可以不用干工作，你也有的吃。
And then if you're concerned that it may not be enough, just remind yourself the daily bread from heaven.
如果你觉得哎呦这咋能够呢，你要担心的话，你就想想当年神是怎样从天上降下粮食来，在旷野里面。
Right? Yeah, because you harvest 6 days for 7 days.
因为在旷野里也是一样，你六天收获，你到了第七天你就不收也有的吃。
So somehow God is going to provide for you and the poor.
所以神会供应你，而且供应贫穷人的需要。
Now, remember, God is a God of abundance.
你要记得神是个丰丰富富的神。
But you need to imitate His rest on the seventh year.
但是我们必须要效法神，在第七年他得到安息的这个安息年。
Release the land and let it rest.
到了第七年，让这个地也释放，得释放，得休息。
Yeah. So again, what's the test?
所以神又在试验我们什么呢？
Will you trust God's provision and imitate His rest on the seventh year?
你会不会相信神的供应，能够效法他在第七年让地得休息呢？
Mm-hmm. Okay, now similarly, God extends this concept of Sabbath to debt release.
实际上，神在这个安息日的概念又用在一个豁免你的债务这么一个概念上。
Yeah, Deuteronomy 15:1.
这是民数记。生命记的十五章一节。
At the end of every 7 years, you must cancel debt.
每逢七年的末一年，你要施行豁免，就是免去所有的债。
Yeah. Say some of, for some reason that you need some to borrow some money in ancient Israel.
你要就假如说你那时候在古以色列的，你有需要借一些债。
And you pay the money back by selling yourself to be a slave.
然后你为了还这个债，你就卖身为奴，就给人做工。
But on the seventh year, your debt is canceled.
但到了第七年，你的这个欠的债就被豁免了。
You are released from the slavery.
你就可以从为奴做得自由了。
Not like us, you know, paying mortgage for 30 years.
不像我们现在，我们房子的那个，我们这个房子的债券，我们是要付15年、20、30年的。
Yeah, for the people of ancient Israel, 6 years was the maximum.
但是在古以色列，做奴隶最多是做6年。
Yeah, seventh-year Sabbath give those in financial difficulties an opportunity to reset.
到了这个第七年，这个安息年实际上是给了这些在经济上有困难的这些人可以得释放的机会。
And also free from slavery.
而且他们到了第七年，他们就可以不再做奴隶，成为自由人了。
Okay. Now, what if something terrible happened to you, and that you really need a great financial need?
但是如果是你真的是出了大问题，你经济上实在是弄玩不转了，你们实在是没钱了，你需要借很多钱怎么办？
And you need to sell your land.
你就得把自己的地给卖了。
And then you'll become a servant of another family.
你就得去给别人去做奴仆。
Now in the ancient Israel, land was an inheritance from God to your family that goes from generation to generation.
在古以色列，你的土地，你家里的土地是神赐的，要一代一代的传下去的。
You don't sell your land.
你不能卖自己家的地。
Yeah, but when a calamity falls on you, selling your land will be a last resort.
但是如果是真的是你遇到大灾难，你也许就是没办法了，你这是最后一招，你就只好卖地了。
And you have lost the inheritance from your ancestor given by God.
这就你就丢掉了你神给你的先祖的这个家里的家族的遗产。
How would you ever get out of this kind of dire situation?
你这种悲惨境地，你什么时候才能从中脱离呢？
Actually, God made a provision in the law that the lost property can come back to you.
你知道吗？神实际上当时的律法，神是有这样一个律法，让这些你丢掉的这个家族的遗产这块地还会再回来。
It's called the year of Jubilee.
这个就叫做喜年。
It's a Sabbath on steroid.
这是加强版的这个安息年。
Okay, all right. So let's read it.
我们一起来读。
Count of
seven Sabbath years, so that the seven Sabbath years
amount to the period of 49 years.
Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month.
On the day of atonement, sound the trumpet throughout your land.
你要计算七个安息年，就是七个七年，这便成为你成了七个安息年，共是四十九年。当年七月初十日，你要大发脚声，这日就是赎罪日，要在遍地发出脚声。
Consecrate the, consecrate the 50th year
and
proclaim liberty
throughout
the
land
and all
its
inhabitants.
It shall
be a
jubilee
for
you.
Each of you
is to
return
to your
family
property
and
to your
own
clan.
The 50th year
shall
be
a jubilee
for
you.
Do not sow
and
do not
reap
what
grows
of itself or harvest the unintended vines.
第五十年，你们要当作圣年，在遍地给一切的居民宣告自由。这年必为你们的喜年，个人要归自己的产业，各归本家。第五十年要作为你们的喜年，这年不可耕种，地里自长的不可收割，没有修理的葡萄树也不可摘取葡萄。
For it is a jubilee and is to be holy for you. Eat only what is taken directly from the field. In this year of jubilee, everyone is to return to their own property.
因为这是喜年，你们要当作圣年，吃地中自出的土产。这喜年，你们个人要归自己的地业。
So after 7 times 7 years, right, on year 50.
所以七七四十九年以后，到了第五十年。
Yeah, proclaim liberty throughout the land.
这一年是 要宣布要自由。
Yeah, and each of you is to return to your family property.
每个人都要回到自己家祖传下来的这个基业上去。
And it's a special Sabbath year.
所以这是特别的一个安息年。
It's a super release.
这个超级的一个释放年。
For an impoverished Israelite, they would spend most of their lifetime anticipating this event of restoration.
那些就是贫穷的赤贫的那些以色列人，就在盼望着这样的一个喜年，因为到了这一年，他们可以得自由，而且能够得回自己祖产的地。
Yeah. No matter what life throws at you, right? There's hope to claim rest.
所以无论生活你遇到的是怎么样的困难境况，你总是有盼望，因为到了喜年，你就可以得自由了。
Yeah, because they were thinking that the jubilee will come.
因为他们相信这个喜年会来的。
And the land will be restored to us.
到那一天，到那一年，这个我们祖传的产业就会回到我们手中了。
It is a huge hope, a huge liberation.
所以这是极大的一个盼望，也是极大的一个释放。
Now Jesus was actually really big on the year of jubilee.
你知道耶稣对于这个喜年，神耶稣是把非常看重这个喜年的。
Actually, in the beginning of his ministry.
实际上在耶稣开始他在地上的传道生涯之前
yeah, He went to a synagogue in his hometown on Sabbath day
他在安息日到了他的会堂犹太会堂
And the town people was kind of asking that Hey, you know, share some insights about the scripture
所以会堂里的会众就说 Hey, 你到这儿来你给我们来分享一下你这个圣经就是读几句经文吧、
And then Jesus found Isaiah 61 and read the verse
然后耶稣就翻到以赛亚书的第四十一章开始来读。
And then he read it like this, it's Luke 4:18.
这是在路加福音的第四章十八十九节记录了这一段，我们一起来读。
Yeah. The spirit of
the Lord
is
on me,
because
he has anointed
me
to proclaim good
news
to
the
poor.
He
has sent
me
to proclaim
freedom
for the
prisoners
and recovery of sight
for
the blind,
to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year
of
the Lord's favor.
好，中文。主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Okay, right. So after he read it, everyone was watching him. What he's going to say?
耶稣当时就读完了这一段，然后所有人都盯着他看，看他准备说什么。
And then he said.Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
结果耶稣说，今天这一卷预言里的这个经文里的预言就已经实现了。
Right. But Jesus claims that the Spirit of God is on him.
他当时就宣称说，主的灵在我身上。
He came to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's another word for year of jubilee.
他过来是来宣告、报告神悦纳人的喜年，也就是这个第五十年这个喜年。
His ministry is to liberate people.
所以耶稣的这个传道就是为了来释放人。
In verse 18, Luke is using a Greek word, release. For the setting free,
这个第十，这个路加福音四章十八节里面，他说让那些受压制的得自由，他用的这个词就是一个希伯来文的词，叫释放。
Mm-hmm. Right. In verse 18, actually reads like this in the original Greek.
所以在最初的这个希腊文是这样读的。
He has commissioned me to proclaim release to the captives.
他让我差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
And to receive sight to the blind.
瞎眼的得看见。
To proclaim release to the shivered one, the oppressed one.
叫那些受压制的得自由。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
来报告神悦纳人的喜年。
So Jesus' ministry actually is to release people from all kinds of bondage.
所以耶稣来传道就是为了让人能够从各样的这个捆绑之中得释放。
Poor people will have enough by sharing.
这些穷人能够通过分享来得到足够的。
Yeah, and we're going to see that in the book of Acts.
我们在这个使徒行传也会看到这一段。
And Jesus heals the sick. We know many of them.
而且耶稣医治了很多人的这个病。
Yeah, Jesus casts out demons from the possessed.
而且从那些被鬼附的人身上赶鬼。
In fact, if you look at all his miracles, you will see a pattern of release.
你要是看耶稣所行的神迹，你就会看到这之中有一个模式，就是释放。
Right, it's a liberation pattern where to bring blessings and abundance out of scarcity and death.
这个释放就是这样的一个模式，就是从一个缺乏枯竭的地方，能够让你得自由、得丰富，来得到释放。
Yeah, and then here's the ultimate release.
我们来看看这个终极的释放是什么。
Jesus forgives sins.
耶稣能够赦罪。
In the next chapter, that there's a story that Jesus saw a paralytic, and he said, "Your sins are forgiven."
在路加福音的下一章，他就讲到这样一个故事：一个瘫子就是这个去找耶稣，耶稣跟他讲，你的罪赦了。
The original Greek actually says that your sins are released.
因为最初的这个希腊文实际上是指的你的罪得了释放了。
It's the same release that he used in Isaiah 61 that he read it in the synagogue.
这是同样的用的这个释放这个词，就是耶稣在读这个以赛亚书四十一章，被掳的得释放，受压制的得自由，是用的同一个词。
Right. So every seventh year, the land is released.
所以每到第七年，这个土地都得释放。
Right. And then also on the seventh year, the debts are released.
到了第七年，人的这个欠的债也得释放。
Every 50th year, all properties are released to the original owner.
到7749年之后的第50年，你们的土地都要回到最初的这个持有人手里去。
And Jesus comes to the world to release us from all bondages.
所以耶稣来到世上是能够释放我们，让我们从所有的捆绑中得释放。
He is to restore the original Sabbath that we lost in the Garden of Eden.
神耶稣来世上是为了能够重新重建我们当初在伊甸园里所失去的这个释放的模式。
What was Jesus' message?
所以耶稣的信息是什么？
He said, "Repent, the kingdom of God is here."
他说悔改，因为神的国要来了。
The rule of God with humans that was lost is here.
神的道，当初人就是这个人所丢弃的神的这个法度，神的道要来了。
The rule of God, the reign with God.
神与神一同治理，神的这个制度法度要来了。
And this ultimate jubilee is here, and it is here in the person of Jesus.
这个终极的喜年已经到了，而且他是按照人的形象来的，就是耶稣。
Have you repented and come under the lordship of Jesus?
你有没有悔改？有没有服在主的这个神的主权以下？
Yeah.This is an invitation of Jesus to all of us.
这是耶稣给我们所有人发出的一个邀请。
Matthew 11:28.
这是马太福音的十一章。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
So come under his yoke, meaning that come under his authority.
所以在负他的轭什么意思，就是在服在他的主权之下。
Learn from him.
跟他来学。
And we will find rest that's not only in this world, but also the world to come in the new heaven and earth.
这样我们就可以在不只是在地上得安息，而且在将来的新天新地里也得享安息。
Because that's what we crave for.
因为这就是我们想要的。
finding rest for our soul.
我们想要让我们的灵魂得安息。
So God has peppered the number seven and the Sabbath in so many scriptures because he wants to restore what was lost, what we have forfeited in the Garden of Eden.
所以神在这个整本圣经里无数次的这个提到这个七年，让我们得的安息年、安息日，他是为了让我们能够重建当年在伊甸园里被人所废弃的这个安息的这个模式。
Through his life and death and resurrection, Jesus brings the ultimate Sabbath to humanity.
所以耶稣通过他的生和死和钉在十字架上的甚至复活，所以耶稣就是让我们看到他的终极禧年就是在耶稣身上。
Yeah. So what does the Sabbath really mean to Christians in 21st century?
所以对二十一世纪的基督徒来讲，这个安息日到底意味着什么呢？
Okay. So here are some of my thoughts.
就是我跟大家分享一些我的想法。
The early church really actually did not make keeping the Jewish law as a requirement to be a Christian for Gentiles.
因为当初的早期的教会并没有按照犹太人的规定让这个第七日成为安息日，因为当时教会里有很多的外邦人。
Yeah, it did not make a requirement.
所以他没有要求这个外邦人必须要守犹太人的安息日。
And most of us really don't practice the Jewish Sabbath from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
我们很多人也不是按照犹太人那样就是守安息日，从那个第六天的傍晚到第七天这个太阳落山，这是算安息日这一天。
But the early Christians did set aside Sundays.To celebrate together the resurrection of Jesus.
但是早期的教会的确是把星期天是分别为圣来庆祝耶稣的复活。
Now, meeting on Sundays was not a replacement of the Old Testament Sabbath.
但是在星期天一起聚会并不能够代替就是旧约里面说到的安息日。
Because in Romans 14, Paul said that don't look down those who is also observing the Jewish Sabbath.
因为罗马书这个十四章保罗是说你不要瞧不起那些守安息日的犹太人。
Early Christians met on Sundays to celebrate the new creation through Jesus' resurrection.
所以早期的这个基督徒们到在周日主日聚会来庆祝耶稣的复活，庆祝给耶稣复活给我们新生命。
They were in a faith community to learn about what Jesus' teachings about.
所以他们是在这个主日的时候，大家一起来在信心之中来学习主要给我们教导什么。
They shared resources to release burdens to those in need.
所以那时候早期教会的基督徒都是把自己所有的来跟穷人们分享，让他们能够也得到释放，得到满足。
They lived as if every day is in the presence of God with a Sabbath blessing.
他们就过日子就过得好像是每一天都有神的同在，都有神对这个安息日的祝福一样，这样在过日子，每一天都这么过。
But we must receive it as a gift from God.
我们必须要把安息日看为从神那里来的一个礼物。
And we must receive it first by repenting of our sins.
我们要得到这样的礼物，我们首先必须要悔改我们的罪。
And to receive the release of our sins, right? Forgiveness of sins on the cross.
而且我们要能够才能够得到神在十字架上所成就的，就是能够释放我们的罪，让我们得自由。
And become a new creation through the power of Jesus' resurrection.
靠着耶稣基督复活的大能，我们成为新造的人。
And come under him and take his yoke.
而且能够来到伏在神的主权之下，能够负起他的轭。
And learn from him.
来学他的样式。
Okay. My second thought.
我的第二个想法。
Now, as long as we live in this world, we will labor for our survival.
我们只要是在这个地上活着，我们必须就要来为我们的生存来去工作。
Yeah. What Sabbath does actually is for us to take one day out of our week.
这安息日就是让我们能够每个星期只拿出一天来。
And to relinquish our dominion over our time and recognize God's dominion over our time.
能够在这一天里放弃我们对自己时间的主权，而把这个我们这一天的时间交给神，让神来重新来治理我们。
Hopefully, in doing so, that we recognize that our effort to secure our existence actually is not real.
这一点，希望的目的是什么？希望我们能够认识到，我们在努力的让自己能够有安全感，这并不是真实的。
We exist actually.By the sovereignty of the generous God.
我们能够存在都是因为神的慷慨和神的看顾。
If we believe God of the abundance, it makes sense to imitate God's rest.
如果我们相信神的丰富，我们就可以去效法神在安息日得安息。
Right? So, can I trust God's provision in my life?
所以我能不能在我的生命中相信神的供应呢？
My world may tell me that I may not have enough tomorrow.
我这个世界肯定就在告诉我说明天说不定我的钱都会都跑光了 都没钱了。
Yeah, but will I trust God's provision?
但是我能不能够相信神的供应？
And rest with him in one day of a week.
那么一星期里我拿出一天来跟神一同安息，我能不能做到？
Right, and hopefully in doing so that we will want to share more with other people with what we have.
我希望这样做也可以让我们能够分享我们所得到的祝福，跟别人一起分享，让大家都能够得安息。
And living a life of a Sabbath blessing every day.
让我们每一天都能够有安息日的祝福过日子。
Okay, now let's extend this to our children.
对，来，我们再把这个话题延伸到我们孩子们身上。
Yeah, this is really more for the parents that you have younger children.
对于有小孩子在家里的这些父母们，大家请注意听。
Yeah, we want our children to do well in school.
我们希望孩子们在学校都有好成绩。
We want them to go to good college and you know, just do well at everything.、Right?
我们希望孩子去名校，去好的学校念书，然后以后也找到好工作，一切都顺利。
Yeah. But once they are in college, they will need time to do homework.
你知道他们到了大学之后要花时间做作业啊。
Prepare for SAT and write essays to apply for colleges.
哦，在高中的时候就是他要准备 SAT 考试啊，要准备给大学的入学申请呢、啊。
Somehow that I've seen is that the devotion to God on Sunday becomes optional.
我看到的情况就是他们一到高中很忙以后，他们对于教会的这个投入就成了就选择性的了。
Yeah.Do you think they will come back to worship God after they have accepted it in college?
你相信这些孩子们，当他们拿到大学的录取通知书以后，他还会回来敬拜神吗？
Rarely.
我很少看到这样的情形。
Because once they have this, once they think that there's having a relationship with God is optional.
如果他们看到说，哦，跟神建立一个关系只是一个选择而已。
Being part of a Christian community is optional.
成为教会的一员，成为社区里每周都去教会的一员，也只是一个选择而已。
It is a very difficult to make it important, and so they would be come back again.
就很困难的让他们认为说这是很重要的，我们必须要重新回到教会。
Perhaps we have inadvertently planted a lie in our children that they need to labor for themselves.
我们也许在不经意之中把这样的一个谎言就种在我们孩子们的脑海里了，让他们觉得。他们没有安全感，他们必须要劳苦，就泪流汗流满面才得糊口这样子。
Yeah, they need to like depend on themselves.
他们得要靠他们自己的双手去奋斗去过日子。
But God will raise His hand and say, "Hey, what about me?"
但是神会举着手说，嘿、hey, ，我呢？我在这儿啊。
Won't you trust my provision?
你能不能相信我的供应呢？
My daughter Priscilla has gone through the same challenge in high school.
我的女儿。Priscilla 在高中的时候也是经历过同样的挑战。
But we told her that she needs to devote to God on Sundays because it is important.
但是我们告诉她，她星期天她必须要把星期天的时间都放在神那里，放在教会，因为这是非常重要的事。
We had many conversations with her that trusting God's provision is more important than getting an A or go to a top university.
我们跟她有很多次的谈话，就是告诉她，能够信靠神，要比她进一个好大学、进她拿好成绩、拿全 A 要更重要。
So she needs to plan her time around the Sunday service.
所以她必须要计划好她的时间，这样的星期天她不会错过在教会的敬拜。
We pray with her when she had challenges to complete her homework.
当她的作业没时间完成，她有挑战的时候，我们就跟她一起祷告。
Yeah, we will come along her to help her.
我们甚至在她周围，在她旁边去帮她。
Because we want her to trust God's provision of time.
我们希望她能够相信神对于时间的一个供应。
She did not get all A's, and then you know she went to a college of her choice.
Well, 他成绩并不是全 A 的，而且他最后去的学校是他自己想要去的。
But she learned to trust God's provision.
但是他学到了来相信神的供应的功课。
And she has built a habit of going to church on Sundays without us reminding her.
我们不用提醒他，他现在也是每周都去教会的。
Okay, now, don't get me wrong, that I'm not emphasizing that going to church on Sunday.
请大家不要误解我的意思，我不是说哦，星期天一定要去教会。
I'm emphasizing that our mindset of trusting God's provision.
我强调的是，我们在头脑之中，我们要信靠神的供应。
Going to church on Sunday is just an outward action of our inner belief.
我们来星期天来教会，实际上只是我们内里的这个我们的信心的一个外表一个表现。
Okay, Sabbath itself is a divine interrupt to release us from laboring to death.
所以安息日本身是神的一个神圣的一个设定，让我们在我们的辛苦劳作之中有一天可以得安息。
Jesus has already launched this ultimate Sabbath in his life, death and resurrection.
耶稣通过他的生死和他在十字架上 他生死和复活，他已经给我们显示出他是终极的安息。
In our rhythm of weekly moments, we also foretaste the ultimate rest with God.
如果我们每个星期按照这样一个模式，工作六天，有一天安息，我们已经能够提前的享受到天堂的滋味了。
And ruling with God in the new heaven and earth.
我们在新天新地里与神可以一同来治理这地。
Let's end with this verse.
我想要用这一句经文来完成我今天的信息。
It's a reminder that God wants us to come to Him and rest in Him.
这是我们一个提醒，神想要我们回到他那里，在他那里得安息。
In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, God, that you have shown us that you really want us to rest in you.
主啊，感谢你，你已经显示给我们看，你真是希望我们在你里面得安息。
Because you want us to come back to the fellowship and the rest in you.
你希望我们能够回到与你一有团契，与你一同安息。
And yet we are living in this fallen world that we sometimes really do have to interrupt us and to make that time to be with you.
但是我们生活在这个堕落的世界，所以有时候我们真的是 要刻意的能够画出这样一段时间能够和你同在。
So help us so that we will really trust that you will provide our time.
来帮助我们，让我们能够真正的相信你会供应给我们足够的时间。
Because throughout the history that in the Old Testament, you have shown to the people of Israel that you are a God of abundance.
因为在历史上一次又一次的你显示给以色列人看你是那丰丰富富的神。
So help us take this of faith, the step of faith that we will want to just take rest in you.
主啊，你帮助我们有这样的信心，我们希望在你里面有安息。
So that our soul will find rest in you.
我们的灵魂能够在你那里得到安息。
And we thank you in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.